It is important to understand that when Alexander the Great launched his campaign against Persia, Athens supported Persia. And that sort of sums up where democracy was in at that time in history. Anyway, as we mentioned, he won a stupendous series of military victories. Now, we want to discuss a very strange event in the life of Alexander, which is the trip to the oasis at Siwa to see the Temple of Amon. If you understand the geography of ancient Egypt, this is also just a mind-boggling decision. The oasis of Siwa is in modern-day Libya, very hard to get to and very dangerous to get to. You have to travel along the coast, then you travel across one of the most barren parts of the Sahara Desert to this oasis. It's a very dangerous trip. The Persian Emperor Cambyses sent a mission, some people believe, to destroy the Temple of Amon there, which the entire military force disappeared in a sandstorm and was completely annihilated by nature. So this is a very dangerous trip. And Alexander did make it there and got there and got out, but it's an incredibly dangerous thing to do for such an important world leader. What exactly happened at Siwa is debated among ancient historians. There's a general belief that the priest proclaimed him a living god, though some ancient historians debate about the sources on that, and we're not going to sort all that out. But it was perhaps a turning point in ancient Greek history, because Alexander would eventually be proclaimed as a living god. The significance of this is that Greek society made a transition. Now, this is very important, from the polis, the narrow-minded Greek polis of limited political views, to the cosmopolis, the world state. When Alexander conquered Persia, he took over the administrative structure of imperial Persia and combined that with Greek ideas. So you had a world state, a multicultural world state, a fusion of cultures. This is extremely significant. Now, what is significant about this for today's world is that as American democracy continues to decline and has more and more problems, America is approaching a period in history similar to that of democracy in Athens. This is a system that really cannot go on much longer in its current form. And under Bush and Obama, under the pretense of supposedly fighting terrorism, you have had nothing short of a totalitarian legal revolution in America, moving America towards a system of totalitarianism. The problems underneath American society and the world system it's helped create, the environmental problems, are many times worse than any of the problems faced by ancient Greece and Athens, as well as the whole House of Cards debt situation. So the transition to an authoritarian cosmopolitan world, the dynamic for that is actually greater in the current system than it was under the time of Athens, and the brutality of the leaders to come is likely to be much greater. When you study totalitarianism in the 20th century, people say correctly that somebody like Stalin, for example, was a very brutal person, and he was, and he murdered millions of people, many of them for totally silly reasons. However, what people miss in situations like this is that when things get disorderly, the leaders who come to power have to be brutal. If Stalin hadn't murdered a lot of the people that he'd murdered, we're not trying to justify it, but if he hadn't murdered a lot of the people that he'd murdered, these were not very nice people. They would have murdered him. So this is a kill or be killed situation, and that is a portent of what's to come. So you have a political revolution awaiting, it's already in progress, awaiting the world, that is similar to Greece. The difference is it's going to be a lot more savage. The death toll is going to be a lot higher for the reasons that we've discussed. We recommend you go look at articles of ours such as World Future Outlook on our website to gain a greater perspective. But this is a subject we plan to discuss and write about more as time goes by, because it is a vitally important political and historical situation to understand.